Man, I'm hungry. Okay, so should I do sushi? Maybe tacos. I should probably do salad. Actually, I haven't been going to the gym lately, so probably I should do more veggies or something. Then again, I shouldn't even be buying food at all out. Really, you know, God, I should be making food. Hello and welcome to the Kindness Intelligent Podcast with your host, myself, Chris Davis. So today we're going to talk about making decisions. What an awesome discussion point. I love making decisions. I know that kind of sounds like a funny statement, but it really used to stress me out a lot, and it really used to dictate a lot of my insecurity, I would say, especially even about a year ago, which is when I really started Kindness Intelligence. I was going through a lot of transitions in my life. I was really trying to figure out my career and what I wanted to do, and I was in the midst of getting a divorce, so there was a lot of transition happening, and I didn't really know. I mean, I, you know, sought out a life coach, and I saw my friends, and but it was like, how can I take ownership of this in a new way? How can I take ownership of my life, and how do I make decisions going forward? Because I felt like I had made. At the time, I felt like I had made so many mistakes and wrong turns. So I thought, okay, how can I make better decisions? Or really at the time, I thought, okay, how can I like no longer fuck up was my mentality. But over time, I've really realized it's how can I make decisions that are from a place of kindness towards myself? Like, how do I love myself into change? And experience life, like not accomplish life, but how do I experience life and love it? And that's what Kindness Intelligence is in a nutshell. It's how do I be kind to myself amidst the change? Because we're always changing and we're always making decisions. So instead of constantly putting pressure on myself to make the right decisions, I say that in air quotations, it's a matter of how can I be happy in this? How can I love myself through it? So first question, when you're making any sort of decision at all, big or small, like who are you making it for? Because it better be for you, friend. Like that is a number one thing. Like it's got to be for you. That's the main point of this. Like you take ownership of your life. And I think it does a lot of disservice when we are like, oh, I have to make decisions for all these people, or I have to think for them. You know what? That's a false premise in so many ways, because taking into consideration other people's opinions and what have you, which I will talk about more, but you gotta know where you stand first. That's the point. Like you got to know where you stand because you're contributing to this, right? Like you're stepping forward into this, but so you have to know where you stand. You got to be clear. And where everyone else is, that's their responsibility. So you're giving them the credibility and responsibility for their decisions, for their stuff. And, you know, if they want to play the blame game or if they want to do like, and if they want to encourage you, like, yes, you know, like both ways. But I think it's really your responsibility and their responsibility. And you kind of create together, right? Like it's even keel here. So going back to kind of making the right decision, that's such a funny statement because there is no one right decision. There's a million, you know, like there's a million decisions that lead you up to this one specific move. So even if it's choosing to go back to school, or if it's, you know, choosing a different career or choosing a relationship, like you, there's so many parts to it. Like you have to go on the date, you have to get the app, you have to, it's so many. So how can you say, you know, I'm going to screw this up? You can't. There's just so many that you can just fumble, even if you're, you know, it's like a taco. I wasn't joking about that whole, you know, what do I eat kind of mentality. There's this quote that, thank God, Selma Hayek put on her Instagram. It was, tacos are messy, but we love them anyway. So yeah, I love tacos. They're messy, but we love them. That's part of them. So you're not, every decision isn't going to be like smooth sailing or like I'm 100% or whatever. But I can say with, you know, when you're applying this whole like kindness, intelligence mentality, there are things that you can do that will make your life easier. So for one thing, you can think of it as data collection. So every small decision you're making, it's like this muscle you're flexing. Like, okay, so the next step and then the next step. So like if it's towards a degree, like, you know, you're moving towards that and you take a step and then you take another and you just continue to go. Like that's the muscle you're exercising. There's no right or wrong in that. It's an experience. Like, are you enjoying the experience of getting this degree? And if you're not, time to assess, like, really and truly, like, what are your options? Because you always have options. And that's the thing about decision making. I think we think like, oh, I'm so restricted, or I'm so restricted in this, like, you know, I have to get this degree and I have to get these particulars and I have to, you know, I have to just do it this way. And that's where it stresses us out, because, you know, you're so particular in the house, but you don't go with the emotion first. So this is where kindness intelligence kind of seeps in, and you're thinking, oh, this is all touchy-feely and it's not really granular. But I'm telling you that if you come from a different standpoint, you won't make a wrong decision. So what I mean by this is, the biggest question you can ask yourself with kindness, intelligence, and mind is, am I going with love? Am I doing this because I love it? Am I doing this because I love me? Am I doing this because I love freaking waking up in the morning? And yeah, there's going to be some mornings where you're like, okay, not so happy about it. But like, am I doing this because I love it? Because I care about it? Because it makes me thrive and I'm excited and I'm eager. Like, that's, how could that be a wrong decision? Like, that's the point. Like, that's when you know the rightness of it. So you gotta, for me, I have always had to challenge myself to, I used to wonder about my doubts, like, oh, why am I, you know, why am I questioning myself or why am I hesitant? And it's really about, you know, and I thought I wasn't a good decision maker, but it's because I was motivating myself to do things. I wasn't inspired to do them. I was motivated. So of course I was hesitant because I didn't want to do them because I felt like I had to do them. Whereas when I go with love with something, like I'm doing it right now, like as we speak, I am doing this with pure love. Like I am saying to you, I love doing this. So it's not work for me. It's not a chore for me. It's, you know, it's not about saying the right thing. It's how can I convey love into this mic? Like that's a beautiful move, right? So you forget about what people think. You kind of forget about the quality because you're just so focused on your heart and what you're expressing. And that's gorgeous. Like that's the key here. And you can apply that to anything. Like that's washing dishes. That's, you know, getting the mail. That's, you know, writing a test. Like, are you loving the work? Are you loving it? And how can I love myself in this moment? How can I love myself in this transition? So every decision you make now is coming from love. I move to love again. I move to love again. And I love again. Like, how cool is that? Like, that's an amazing decision maker because you're going, okay, heart choice, heart choice, heart choice, heart choice. Like that's a life of experience. That's a life of living. That's a life of love. And that's what you want. That for me is a life that I've always wanted and that I strive towards. So with that, you then gain confidence because in my case, it became no longer a matter of accomplishing, you know, a certain title or proving myself to people or looking good or, you know, being seen, it was, okay, like, how do I, like, I'm loving this. So I forgot. I just forgot about, you know, how it looked. And of course, the irony is that when you do things that you love, people then meet you there and appreciate it, and you thrive on that. But you're already thriving before it even happens. So what I mean by that is there's this really cool book. It's driving me crazy. I'll find the link for it. But I read this book a long time ago, and it said, before you make any decision or start anything new, give yourself an A+ before you even do it. Give yourself an A+. Because whenever you try something new, or when you're trying to make a change, or like even the other day, like I was getting my passport renewed, and I like had this overwhelming anxiety, like, oh my God, it's going to take me forever. And I'm like, this is, why am I freaking out? So I literally had to go like, give yourself an A+, like, you can do this. I don't know why, but I'm insecure too. Like, it's not like decision making, you know, sometimes you panic over silly things, but I had to give myself an A+. Like, I know what I'm doing in this minute experience. It's going to go smooth. You're going to be fine. So give yourself an A+ before it happens, and you let yourself off the hook. Like, you don't have to know everything. You don't have to know all the details. You're stepping into the unknown. Of course, you're going to be like, okay, this is new. Like, I have to trust somebody else with this. I have to trust that I'm going into the abyss of the unknown, into, you know, the Ontario Service Office. And you got to trust that it's going to go well. Like, there's the willingness to that. Like, you got to trust in your movement, and by loving yourself into it, you give yourself that grace period, and you're no longer judging yourself for the missteps or the uncertainty, because it's always uncertain. Like, that's the thing. Like, I was saying that to my mom. I'm like, God, like, you know, how long do I have to keep doing this for? Like, you know, I have to like do dates sometimes, and I have to, you know, figure out my career. And, you know, my mom's like forever, you have to figure it out forever. And my mom is 74. Okay. So she knows what she's talking about. So you always have to figure something out. So why don't you love yourself through it and give yourself a break and start from a place of love? And so, you know, of course, to the people that go, okay, well, like, that's great, you just gave me a whole love speech, how do you measure this? Like, how do you, you know, measure outcome or means of improvement then, if you're talking about, you know, am I getting smarter? Am I getting kinder? Yes, you are, by the way, but you're being kinder to yourself and definitely to others. But, you know, how do you instill strategies or practices? And yeah, like, kindness, intelligence, 100%. I agree. It's personal growth, and it's a day-to-day thing. But what I can tell you is you've got to start with the emotion first. That's the strategy. You got to go with your brain. You got to go with your heart and start with a mentality, because that affects your habits. Your mentality on giving yourself an A+, and that you're great and you're worthy and that you matter and that you're capable, that impacts your outcome, because you're already assuming that you're going to be a success. If you've given yourself an A+ and that you are a success, you're going to get there faster. You're going to get and assume that you already are a success. So you get the outcome before you even start. So that's the strategy. Give yourself a freaking A+, because I'm giving it to you right now. And for me, the greatest learning that I've had from kindness intelligence is exercising the belief in my potential, because it's the belief in your talent and your abilities. And it's also your belief in changing that, like changing your belief system and going, okay, like, I'm going to keep practicing that I can give myself an A+, and I can do this better. And I can, you know, it's not beating up on yourself. It's it's really knowing that I'm going to love myself before anything else. And that's the win. So every time I feel like if you do that before, do kindness intelligence before you proceed any sort of action, then you're winning. So I just want to say like one thing that I wrote here to leave you with, and it's really to just love yourself into the side hustle, love yourself into the relationship, love yourself into the new job, love yourself into the more, love yourself into the new, like just love yourself, nurse yourself, immerse yourself in it, like just cover yourself with love. Like in a nutshell, kindness intelligence is your potential to love yourself. And it's endless because you're always going to have to do it again and again. And you know what that makes you? Limitless. Like your potential to love yourself beyond limit. So if you can love yourself and you can just continue to let yourself go, you can make decisions and really good ones. I love you. Take it easy. And that's it for me. You've been listening to the Kindness Intelligence podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in. If you have any more questions or feedback, you can reach me at Insta at KatieInTheCity30. Thanks so much again. I love you, and chat soon.